A dark-faced Mary is not as unusual as you think, August said. There are hundreds of them over in Europe, places like France and Spain. The one we put on our honey is old as the hills. She's the Black Madonna of Breznishar in Bohemia. How did you learn about all that? I asked. She rested her hands and smiled, like this had dredged up a sweet, long-lost memory. I guess I would have to say it started with my mother's prayer cards. She used to collect them, the way good Catholics did back then. You know, those cards with pictures of saints on them. She'd trade for them like little boys traded baseball cards. August let out a big laugh at that. I bet she had a dozen Black Madonna cards. I used to love to play with her cards, especially the Black Madonnas. Then, when I went off to school, I read everything I could about them. That's how I found out about the Black Madonna of Breznishar in Bohemia. I tried to say Breznishar, but it didn't come out right. Well, I can't say her name, but I love her picture. I swiped the back of the label and watched August fix it on the jar, then fasten the second label beneath it as if she'd done this 10,000 times. What else do you love, Lily? No one had ever asked me this before. What did I love? Right off the bat, I wanted to say I loved the picture of my mother, how she was leaning against the car with her hair looking just like mine, plus her gloves and her picture of the Black Mary with the unpronounceable name. But I had to swallow that back. I said, well, I love Rosaline, and I love writing stories and poems. Just give me something to write and I will love it. After that, I really had to think. I said, this may be silly, but after school I love Coca-Cola with salted peanuts poured in the bottle. And when I'm finished with it, I love turning up the bottle to see where it came from. Once I'd gotten a bottle from Massachusetts, which I kept as a tribute to how far something can go in life. And I love the color blue, the real bright blue like the hat May had on at the Daughters of Mary meeting. And since coming here, I've learned to love bees and honey. I wanted to add, and you. I love you. But I felt too awkward. Did you know there are 32 names for love in one of the Eskimo languages? August said. And we just have this one. We are so limited. You have to use the same word for loving Rosaline as you do for loving a Coke with peanuts. Isn't that a shame we don't have more ways to say it? I nodded, wondering where was the limit of her knowing things. Probably one of those books she'd read after bedtime during the month of August had been about Eskimos. I guess we'll just have to invent more ways to say it, she said. Then she smiled. Do you know, I love peanuts in my Coke too, and blue is my favorite color? You know that saying, birds of a feather flock together? That's how I felt. We were working on the jars of Tupelo tree honey, which Zack and I had gathered out there on Clayton Forest land, plus a few jars of purple honey from the hive where the bees had struck it rich on elderberries. It was a nice color coordination the way the Bohemian Madonna's skin was set off by the golds in the honey. Unfortunately, the purple honey didn't do a whole lot for her. How come you put the Black Madonna on your honey? I asked. I'd been curious about this from day one. Usually people got in a rut putting honey bears on them. August grew still, holding a jar in her hand and looking into the distance like she'd gone in search of the answer and that finding it had been the bonus of the day. I wish you could have seen the Daughters of Mary the first time they laid eyes on this label. You know why? Because when they looked at her, it occurred to them for the first time in their lives that what's divine can come in dark skin. You see, everybody needs a God who looks like them, Lily. I only wished I'd been there when the Daughters of Mary had made this big discovery. I picture them whooping it up in their glorious hats, feathers flying. Sometimes I would catch myself jiggling my foot till I thought it might fall off my leg bone. Jimmy leg, Rosaline called it. And looking down now, I noticed it was going at high speed. Usually it happened in the evenings when we did our prayers before Our Lady of Chains, like my feet wanted to get up and march around the room in a conga line.